Good morning, Glenridge family. This is Jonathan Dunwoody, and it is my pleasure to share this devotional with you this morning. I'm currently reading a very challenging book called Finding God by Dr. Larry Crabb. He unveils a whole host of insightful viewpoints about how we are citizens of heaven, yet how we live like locals on earth. But one of the insights that I did find very interesting was his view around Enoch, because I thought it's something that would relate to all of us. In Genesis 5, verses 18 to 24, we read about Enoch, who walked faithfully with God. So not only did Enoch find God, but the scriptures say that he walked with God. Now, all of us at some time or other, I imagine, have walked somewhere with someone. So this is quite an easy concept to understand, but there are a couple of things that are worth noting. If I walk somewhere with someone, then we must be going in the same direction. I mean, I can't say, let me walk with you, and then I go left and you go right. So if I want to walk with God, then we will have to go in the same direction. And yes, you guessed it, the person who chooses that direction is going to have to be God. And this is a challenge because fundamentally I want to fix my little patch of the world so that it can properly take care of me. But God has decided on a direction and he isn't open to my negotiations about the side alleys that I would like to take. So, I mean, have you ever gone shopping with someone who is just there to tag along and go shop to shop with you as you please, versus someone who actually has their own to-do list? The person with their own to-do list doesn't really want to deviate from their list to wander around doing your list. And I'm not sure why this happens, but we often think that God doesn't have a to-do list or that he's bored and he's just quite happy to join us on our little to-do list. So if we go back to the fact that it's probably true that our agenda is to make the world a better place for us, but God's agenda is very different. His agenda is to bring all things together in Christ until every knee bows before him. So friends, this is hard to actually achieve because it means doing what God wants to do versus what I want to do and hoping that I can kind of cajole God to come along with me. But as always, fortunately, God knows and he gives us the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit works in believers by renewing our minds to be and to have the mind of Christ. So today, let's listen for his prompting of what we should be doing as we begin this day together. Enjoy the day. Cheerio.